I'm back with a brand new series called Teresa Caputo, Raising Spirits. Check out Teresa Caputo, Raising Spirits on Lifetime every Thursday night. Check your local listings.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey, I'm Teresa Caputo. You might know me as the Long Island Medium. Why do people call me that? Well, I talk to the dead. My job is to help spirit communicate to their loved ones here in the physical world that they are safe and at peace, and that there is more to life than this. This podcast gives me the opportunity to share my gift with more people than ever before, and to give all of you a better understanding of how I communicate with spirit. Hey guys, welcome to this week's episode of Hey Spirit. So this next episode, I had the privilege of sitting with Wendy, and so much loss in such a short amount of time. And I think the thing that I found so special about Wendy's reading was at the end, it was almost like her mom was... It was almost still like loving and guiding her in saying, continue to create space for yourself, space of healing, even grieving, but also for positivity and just this amazing space for herself, and really showing her on how to create a deeper meditation. I mean, it's just mind-blowing to me on how spirit does this amazing job of giving us all these validations, talking about these things that we would never think in a million years that our departed loved ones would know about, but then to talk about how to deepen ourselves in a meditation and bringing ourselves to creating such positive, beautiful space for ourselves. Absolutely incredible. I hope you all enjoy and find space for healing and positivity. Enjoy this week's episode of Hey Spirit. God bless. Well, very nice to meet you. Thank you so much for being a part of Hey Spirit, but more importantly, for all your support in what I do, because without you, I couldn't continue to do what I do. So I thank you very much. But you never thought you'd get pit chosen for Hey Spirit, right?
No. Oh my gosh. I sent an email back in July, and my husband and I were out shopping when I got the text, and I was like, oh my gosh, I can't believe this.
See?
I'm so blessed. I feel so blessed.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, it's an honor to meet you, and more importantly, to be able to share my gift with you. So I want to thank you in advance for trusting me with the souls of your loved ones that have passed away.
Thank you.
So even though you're a fan or have watched Long Island Medium, been to my live shows, I always like to give a little speech on how I read and communicate with spirit. And then we just get started. So I am going to start with the mom that is departed. Is your mom passed?
Yes.
Okay. And also, is your grandmother departed as well? Mm-hmm. Because they keep distracting me. Are there some of their things within your home that you have out displayed? Because they keep having me look around your house. I don't know what I'm looking at. And your mom's going, oh, that's mine. And your mother's going, oh, no, that's mine. Yeah. So I feel like they're like pointing out and they want to show me all of their things that you have kept in your home. And what I love about this part of your session already, first thing out of the gate, Wendy, is that, you know, sometimes when spirit brings up things like this, it validates for us that if we made certain choices or decisions to let go of certain things, not to have any regrets, that they want to thank you for the things that you did keep, the way that you love, honor, and respect those things. And they really probably have no monetary value, but meant the world to them.
Oh, yes, definitely.
Now, is your grandfather departed as well?
Yes.
Okay, because he steps forward. And then they have other, there's other young souls with them. So when I say young, it's anyone that we feel that has left the physical world before we feel their time.
Mm-hmm.
Is that correct?
Yes. Sir.
And did someone pass from the chest? There would be heart, lungs, or breast or something with the breathing, because I just had difficulty taking a deep breath.
My brother, I believe, something with the chest.
And how do you connect with the number three? Did you not know that he died right away? Can you connect with the month of March? Or did you find someone like 3 days later?
No, my mom passed, then my brother passed, and then my other brother passed. So, yeah, I can connect with three.
Oh, so because so this is the thing of when signs and symbols for me where it's different. It was like they showed me the death and it had something to do with the number three.
Mm-hmm.
So you lost three souls. So not only did you lose your mom and not only one brother, but two brothers.
Yes. Yeah.
And validating, not wanting you to visualize what it was like for him to die. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Knowing that all you need to know is that his soul immediately left the physical body. There was no suffering and his soul was at peace with God. Did you keep something very, like a bandana or something like a hanky or something like that, or something with a pattern or something that your brother always carried?
I've kept so many things. This brother, it was the beginning of July or January that he passed. So it's been very, very new and I was very close to him.
Okay. So how do you, can you connect with a bandana with your other brother? Is he gone a while, for some time?
11 months.
Okay. Because I felt this connection of, I can't separate the souls. It's like, and I think it's because they died within 2 years of each other. It was like one right after the other. Yeah, but there's something that they keep showing me this, and I'm going to describe it as a bandana. So you know how a bandana looks like? It could be red. Sometimes they're blue and they have like a white pattern in it.
Well, my brother had a tie-dyed shirt that I had been wearing, all different colors in it, blue, white.
And this is your brother that just passed, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Only, I just wanted them to validate, because your other brother that passed a year ago was like, wait a minute, how are you getting to Teresa before me? I'm over here longer. And then your mother is going, the two of you, like, I feel like she's scolding that like, the two of you need to stop it right now. You mind your manners and just sit and wait your turn.
Sounds like mom.
I don't know what this means, or I don't know what this is. Did you drink, or is there something about sweet tea? Or is that just something?
Sweet tea.
Oh, yeah. You did?
Yeah.
Because I feel like your mom is like trying to conduct order over there and your brothers were like, Teresa's not going to know what sweet tea is. She doesn't even drink sweet tea. She has no idea what sweet tea is. So I'm like, but would that be their personalities, like of how they would be in this kind of, it's like this loving banter, if that makes sense.
Right. It sounds just like them.
So validating, and I don't know why your mom brought up the sweet tea, but that's something she always made. Is that correct?
Yes.
Your mom is so sweet. She just looked at me and said, Teresa, you ignore these two, meaning your brothers. And she's like, it's almost like she just wants me to pay attention to her. But right. Like, I want to describe to you what, how she did this all. Cause it's all, you know, I describe it, but for me, it happens in a split second. Okay. So here she is telling me, don't mind these two boys. Mm-hmm. And it's almost like I watched her like move your hair from your face. And it's almost like she's embracing you and she's saying to my sweet baby girl, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry that you feel so alone, that you feel that you lost your entire world in such a short amount of time. And it's almost like I feel like I can't take a breath from the losses. It's like I lose one, lose another. And it's like I feel like I didn't even get a chance to even grieve my mom.
Right. Exactly.
And the tenderness of her soul on how she's like, I don't want you to worry that you or you wish you were able to grieve me or that you didn't grieve me enough. Whatever it is that you feel that you wish you could have done more, your mom is just so gentle and so sweet in saying it's okay. I just want you to be able to feel our souls with you so you know that we haven't left you.
Right.
And I feel like, and then your mom quickly looked at me and she's like, I can't believe how quick I died.
Right.
So if you feel, I wish we knew more, I wish we could have done more, I wish we did this, or whatever it is, your mom made me feel like she wants you to start looking at it. And this is hard for me to say this to you, Wendy, as somewhat of a blessing because she didn't suffer.
Right.
I keep looking at her and she's like, oh, I'm okay, Tria. I'm okay. I'm okay. I'm okay. So that's my symbol for where we might not have realized how sick someone was, or maybe they didn't realize, or we found out too late, or even sometimes they might not communicate with us what was actually going on or what was happening.
Right.
Fair enough?
Yes, definitely.
Now, your dad is still here in the physical world, right?
Yes.
Because your one brother goes, I think it's the one that just passed.
Yes.
He goes, oh, boy, is my dad giving her a run for her money. Oh, my God, my odd dad.
Right.
Your brother looked at your other brother and goes, I didn't realize how needy dad was. And I feel like your mom's like, what? Your dad's needy?
My mom spoiled my dad so much. And oh, my gosh, it's awful. But I'm spoiling him right back because I take care of my dad. So.
But here's your brother's going, we didn't realize how needy dad was. And here's your mom. Now, hush, you two, yeah. Hush. Don't right. Talk about your dad like that. So know that I'm going to say this. This is what I love about the laughter and why I say, like, I want spirit to communicate these messages with levity, because here it is. It's almost like they kind of removed me and had me look at your life, Wendy. It's almost like, here we have this life, and I'm all of a sudden, three major parts of my life are taken from me.
Right.
And now I'm taking care of my dad. And your mom says, and then there are days that my daughter says to me, Mom, how did you do this? How did you do this, raise a family and do all of this?
Right.
And what I love what your mom has done in a very beautiful, tender way, Wendy, really say to you, I support you. You are making all of the right choices and decisions. And she makes me feel like you're handling your dad the way that you need to handle him. Because she went, you know, sometimes she gets a little frustrated with her father, Teresa.
Yeah, because he can't hear. And it's like, oh, daddy.
But I love how your mom is like, how you're handling him, how you're in. Also, I feel like incorporating new positive changes with him,
right.
That your mom supports you in that. And she says, I want you to know I'm very proud of you because I never thought or expected you to have to do the things that you're doing today.
precious. Thank you so much.
And I don't know, do you feel that things are getting difficult at times?
With my dad, yes.
Yeah. Because your mom just said to me, I want my daughter to know that if it comes a time where you have to make different provisions, whatever that is. Look, right. It could be maybe bringing in a full-time nurse or a full-time aide, or maybe it is having to move him to a facility.
Right.
Know that your mom says, I support your choices because you know that there's nothing else more that you can give.
Right.
I love the words that your mom had me use, not do, but give. Because you're giving so much of yourself. So much.
Everyone would agree to that.
So know that whatever the choices are, maybe you just thought about it. Someone taught. It doesn't mean that you have to or that you should. Just know if you do, and if there does come a time for that, your mom supports you in that decision. Your mom just shows me you going through her jewelry. So were you just going through her jewelry, looking at her jewelry?
I just put her mother's ring on today.
Perfect. So know that when you were going through her things, deciding what to wear or what you should wear, knowing... But what I find amazing about this, Wendy, is I asked her for a validation that I, because this was a heavy message that you had to hear about your dad. Because I'm sure it's not easy taking care of him and juggling everything else in your life. And your mom showing me how you are giving so much of yourself and how thin that thread can be at times.
Right.
And validating, supporting you with the ring, the jewelry, knowing that when you were going through her jewelry, her soul was with you at that exact moment. Now, I'm going to say something to you because this I've never had before. So you're going to have to interpret this your own way.
Okay.
She made me feel like as you put the ring on, it was almost like you felt your mom with you in that moment.
Yes, definitely.
See, this is the these are the moments that I sit back and I'm like, are you kidding me? Because right. How would I know that? You know what you felt, right?
Right.
Know that whatever you felt, Wendy, know that that was your mom's soul letting you know that she was with you at that exact moment and also validating that she supports your choices and decisions.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Okay, guys, I'm going to throw it back a bit. You know what I don't miss at all? I do not miss that vicious cycle before my period. I would feel like I was going to crawl out of my skin, sometimes the breakouts, and oh my God, can we talk about the cravings? But now, Estro Control makes it easier to manage PMS. So Estro Control is a formula developed by Happy Mammoth, a supplement company dedicated to making women's lives easier. The way Estro Control eases PMS is quite interesting. The ingredients help support the liver, and that's where our hormones get processed, especially estrogen. Estro Control was created to help women feel like themselves all throughout the month because PMS can rob them of a week of their lives every single month, and that just isn't fair. Estro Control is made specifically for women who are perimenopausal.
It is perfect for women that haven't entered menopause yet. In fact, it's amazing for perimenopause when hormones start to fluctuate and PMS can turn into a beast. For a limited time, you can get 15% off on your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code SPIRIT at checkout.
Your brother that just departed, yes. He wants you to know that he supports on how you laid him to rest. Do you understand that?
Yes.
So if there are choices and decisions, because when a soul steps forward in a three-piece suit, they spin around, they come out in jeans and a t-shirt. It's just my symbol for that you laid them to rest differently. And whatever that means. Sometimes someone cremated their loved one. Sometimes they separated that cremains. Sometimes they actually did bury them in different clothing that they would typically wear. Do you understand that?
Yes, definitely.
So know that your brother says, I know that that was the hardest thing that you had to do was to lay me to rest. But I want to thank you that you did it with dignity and grace. And I want to thank you.
I'm sorry. Green I just got his ashes back yesterday. Yeah.
And were you like, what were you going to do? What am I going to do with them now?
Well, I actually carry all three, my mom, both my brothers with me everywhere I go.
Did somebody ask you for someone's cremains?
Yes.
Look, this does not mean that you have to or that you should. It's Spirit's way of validating that they were present. And if you choose to, they support the decision. Do you understand that?
Yes.
I never want anyone to ever misunderstand when souls talk about things that we're thinking about doing, wanting to do, or even suggestions that this is what we have to do. They're simply bringing it up to validate that they were with you. And especially in this case, because you feel that you did not get to say goodbye. Is that correct?
Yes.
Validating that I don't think it's just to one of your loved ones. Fair enough. That validating that nothing was left unsaid, knowing that everything and anything that you said to them in your own personal thoughts or prayers and the way that you said goodbye in your own way, they heard you. And wanting to thank you for that. Yeah, I don't know. Your brother that just passed, why is he making me feel like you didn't have to do the things that you did for him, for his wake and funeral?
With my mom and my brother that passed 11 months ago, we cremated both of them. With this brother, we had him laid out in a casket for viewing, and then we cremated him. So it was totally different.
Perfect. So no, they support. Well, this is why I can't separate them also. Know that it doesn't mean that then you should have done for others. Do you understand that? Yeah. Supporting how they were laid to rest. And wanting to thank you, because I feel like your brother's making me feel like that you, I don't know how to say this. I feel like you felt so alone.
Yes.
In laying him to rest. Does that make sense?
Yes.
I never had that before, so I'm trying to understand. And what I love, and why I share with you, Wendy, when someone has never had something, when I've never had something before, and they make me feel something new, and you understand it 100%, it validates the strength of the soul. So know that all of your loved ones are together, safe and at peace with God. And not wanting you to feel so alone. And especially when you feel that moment, it's almost like tap into your soul a little bit deeper and whatever it is that you sense and feel and be aware and know that that's them getting your attention.
I love that.
Was there something about a picture that you displayed at your brother's wake?
His wife had passed a year or so before, and so I put pictures of both of them everywhere.
Perfect.
So know that it is her way of also thanking you for what you did.
Wow.
And about the pictures.
That is wonderful. That's
so
amazing.
Knowing, really supporting all of your decisions. Now, where did the children come in? Did they have children?
They did. A son and a daughter.
And are you taking care of them as well?
They're adults, and I've been trying to get closer with them and having them to my house. And
look, taking care of them. So know that they want to thank you for that. Were you taught telling a story about your brother? I feel like when you had the kids over, you were telling a story about, I don't know if they used to ride like quads or motorcycles, or, but I feel like it's something that they would do as kids, like out in the yard or out in the field. And it was like, they were just crazy.
Mm-hmm. Well, we all used to ride motorcycles and stuff.
You?
Yes, me and all my brothers.
Oh, this is a perfect example of clearly I do not read anyone's physical appearance, because if you all could see Miss Wendy right now, she looks like she's just driving around in a Lexus or something. No motorcycle.
Oh, that's funny. I love it.
But you had this conversation, is that correct?
Yes.
These are the things that I talk about. You never in a million years would have thought of your loved ones bringing up the days that you rode motorcycles, correct?
Right. Yes.
But it is a very specific and exact conversation that you had with their children, validating that their souls were present. And if they know those things, Wendy, then they heard you say goodbye.
Right.
And I almost feel like, I don't know how to say this. So I feel like your brother and his wife stepped forward. And I feel like your sister-in-law was like, you know, I don't want you to feel that we should have been closer. Because I feel like you guys were close, but you weren't close. So I don't know if it was something where you were close, but maybe you didn't get to see each other as much or spend a lot of time together. And they say to you, we want to take responsibility for our part. We don't want you to sit back and saying, I should have done this. Maybe I should have taken that vacation. We should have done this. Forget it.
Right.
We take responsibility for our part. But we could have said the same thing. And did you play music at someone's funeral or wake?
I did. My brother and one of his best friends sang California Dreaming at the World's Fair in Knoxville. And there was a recording and everything of it. So I had that played at his funeral.
I'm literally like frozen. Like, I cannot believe.
Right.
Because was that the song by the Mamas and the Papas?
Yes. That's the one.
Because they were playing for me, Dream a Little Dream of Me. That was my grandmother's favorite song. And they were playing that song. So I just said, did you play a song at someone's funeral?
Right.
Or wake? Amazing. Wow.
Yes, it is. Very amazing.
Shut up. Validating for you, Wendy, that they want to thank you and knowing what you did. So know that no matter who it was, your mother, one of your brothers, no matter who, if don't ever question the way that you laid them to rest. No, we know that you had to make these decisions, these choices, and you felt so alone. We're the one that had to kind of step up and say, you know what? No, we're going to do this. We're going to do that. Knowing that these are the amazing validations and gifts that they just gave you in saying thank you to you. It's almost like your mom then like kind of stepped forward and she said, Teresa, she says, I just need my daughter to start to heal. I just need her to start to heal. Because it's almost like I feel like it's almost like you're on this merry-go-round of emotions. And it's, you know, you hop on, you hop off, and it's just like this whirlwind of, And it's almost like whether if they're hours or days of just feeling this tremendous heaviness and sadness and sorrow when it's, and then your mom makes me feel like then you feel guilty.
Right. Yes. I have so much guilt.
Oh, so your mom says to you, she loves to use the word sweet. So did she always say that, my sweet Wendy, or did she always use the word sweet?
Yes, always sweet.
And I almost feel like, I feel like she was everything you think of the South, and talk about like hospitality, like this was your mom.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like she just had me walk into this big, beautiful home with this porch, and there's this beautiful, everything is floral, whether it be wallpaper, tablecloths, even maybe her dress or her apron, and just welcoming me like into her home with such hospitality and grace and charm. I don't think I've ever had that before.
That was mom. Yeah. She loved everyone.
Did your mom just love, I don't know what kind of music, did your mom like Elvis?
Yeah, she liked Elvis.
Well, that kind of music. So what would that be? Like, I don't know what it is. I feel like she's playing me like these old.
She sang in church. I mean,
they were like these old gospel church songs, because she started singing to me Amazing Grace, and then she showed me Elvis. So I didn't know what to say. I never saw that before.
Yeah.
So I guess they would maybe be hymns.
Right.
From maybe, I don't even know if they were some hymns that he sang. I don't know.
Well, I know Elvis had, you know, a powerful voice. My mom had such a powerful voice when she sang in church. I mean, everyone had chill bumps. It was amazing.
Do you have a recording of her singing?
I do. And she was in the hospital. She sang a song to me on Mother's Day. She had had an aneurysm and could barely, you know, do anything. But she belted the song out. I just played it for a friend yesterday. And this is 3 years ago that she passed.
I don't think there are many people that have recordings of their loved ones singing. And not only do you have your brother, but you also have your mom. Because I love how your mom just kind of, and I don't mean this in a negative way, but like she controlled some of the messages where I was like, just a little bit. All right, we're going to pull back. We're going to switch gears because I don't want to overwhelm my daughter because she's overwhelmed enough.
Right.
Are you the only one left?
I have a baby brother, but he's actually in recovery. He's a recovering addict.
And she made me feel like you're all alone.
Yeah, he's in Nashville. So I haven't seen him in almost a year. So, yeah, I miss my brothers.
She says, and in those moments, I need you to reflect and know and feel us. Because it's almost like you become so numb sometimes because you feel so alone. It's like you go, well, how come I'm not feeling them? I can't sense them. Right. But I see them all around you. And your mom says, I need you to know that I knew that you never left my side.
I did. I stayed a whole month. I left my husband at home and stayed.
She says, and I want you to know that that was the hardest thing when you had to let me go. And then tell me that it was okay to let go. And you even said to me, don't worry about Dad.
All right.
I will take care of Dad. This is what your mom meant before, Wendy, of saying that you are twice the woman that she was, because she never expected you to step up the way that you have, or more importantly, that you needed to, but you did it for yourself. You didn't do it out of guilt, out of, I promised my mom. It was almost like, yes, okay, you promised your mom, but you knew it deep in your soul,
right,
that this is what you needed to do.
Right.
But she makes me feel like what has been placed in your path, you have taken on. And she says, I want you to know that I know how difficult that has been. end losing two brothers, and then you almost lost your other brother.
Right. He did just overdose not long ago.
She says, I want you to know that, and I see your two brothers standing right beside your mother. I also see your sister-in-law. There's also your grandmother, your grandparents. There's also aunts and uncles stepping forward. It's like, and then I even see loved ones from your dad's side of the family stepping forward and saying, you have to start putting yourself in as a priority somewhere in here. Do you understand that?
Yes.
She makes me feel like you have also gone above and beyond for your little brother. She says there are some times where we might have to kind of back off a little bit. Do you understand that?
Oh, yes.
So whatever it is, so I'm just going to hypothetically say this. Maybe if when he comes out, oh, going to stay with you, she says, don't feel that way. Do you understand that? And that doesn't mean he's going to ask or that's, it's just, she. It was the way that she showed it to me on where you need to do what's best for you. And she says, and your family.
Rory.
She says, because your husband has sacrificed enough.
Yes. It's a very patient man. He really has.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com. A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
How did you connect? Does someone either collect belt buckles, or do they, or is there something with a belt? I don't know if your dad has favorite belts or belt buckles, or your husband.
My dad, he collects everything. He's got tons of belts.
It's such an, I just looked at your, and your brother looks at me and goes, such an odd thing, right, Teresa? I go, yeah, belts.
Yeah, the two of them used to argue and tease each other. Well, that's mine. No, it's mine. And just, oh my gosh, it was so funny.
Oh my God. But these are the moments that I love, because here we went from sadness and sorrow and tears, right?
Right.
And then them coming through and talking about things that just kind of bring a smile to our face and even a little chuckle.
Yes.
To me, those are the greatest gifts of the beginnings of healing. And it's like, because I feel like, but I don't know, your older brother, I believe, or the one that passed first, he makes me feel like I have faith in our brother now. I feel like whatever he's doing or whatever assistance he's getting, I feel like, I don't know how to say this, but I almost feel like he feels empowered. He feels like, you know what? I can do this. This is going to be a struggle. It's going to be hard. But you know what? I can do this and I want to do this.
Ah, that's wonderful.
So I don't know. And I don't know if he has found or has started incorporating God or faith into his life. Yes. Whether if he's just spoken to you about that. And your mom goes, it's a little bit different faith than we would normally talk about. So I don't know what that means. Does that make sense?
Yes. He's like stones, rocks, you know, different crystals. And, you know, mom was Southern Baptist, you know.
So, I love this moment of them, because I feel like this is so important for your brother.
Yes.
to say that, yep, okay, you fall off, you get back up. And it's almost like your mom is killing me with it's a little different faith, but I can do this. But I feel like she's like, tell my daughter to get the medallion. Like, I feel like that your mom has some type of special religious article. And she might have had, like, say, I'm Catholic. So they just show me things in my frame of reference. Right. And it's even, you know, like you would always get things in the mail. Like you get like a little Sacred Heart medal or like a Blessed Mother medal. Your mom made me feel like she had a lot of things like that.
Oh, yeah, she does.
She says, take one and give one to him.
Okay.
And say, this is for me to let you know that I support you in your new faith. And that we are with you in spirit. I just watched your brother that just departed. He kind of walked around you and he kind of kissed you right here on the cheek.
He always kissed me on the cheek.
And he says, I know that the day that I die, you felt as if you lost a part of your soul. He says, but I want to give you your soul back. I want you to know that you carry me every day. And I know how much you miss me. You miss us all. But know that we haven't left you. And know that when you sleep and you think you see us, hear us, know that that is us. Did you find something? I feel like you came across something that was from so long ago. And it's almost like they had me open up like a junk drawer. I think everyone has a junk drawer, right? I think I have several of them, but I feel like when they had me open up a drawer and there's just like a bunch of stuff in it, and like, all of a sudden, I find this something that I didn't even realize that I had. And I don't know if it was from your mom or one of your brothers.
I know I can think. I found a newspaper clipping of my brother where he won something in 4-H. He did a speech. So I had no idea I had that.
Perfect. Validating that his soul was with you at that exact moment, and knowing that it wasn't a coincidence that you found that.
Right.
It was almost like his soul placed that for you to find. Now, your sister-in-law, can I ask you, were you close with her? I feel like you were close with her, but you weren't close with her.
Right.
Does it make sense?
It does. When she was younger, married to my brother, she was wonderful. And then she got on drugs. And
because she stepped forward and she says, please tell Wendy, I'm sorry if I ever disappointed her.
That sounds like her. She's so sweet.
She says, I am so sorry. She says, but know that my soul soars with God. And I feel like I'm finally free.
It's wonderful.
And I feel like that your brother that is here in the physical world, he's going to, if he can let go of the pain, I think there's a big difference in forgiving and forgetting.
Yes.
We will never forget the things that happened to us in life.
Right.
But what we have to do is forgive. Forgive choices, decisions, situations. And I love that this comes off of the heels of your sister-in-law. Because I feel like even your two brothers and your mom, their passings were so sudden. Like, you had no time to prepare for anyone's loss. And even mom, like, everything went so quickly. She was fine one day, next minute, right?
Right.
And I feel like they're making me feel like he's going to really, because they keep showing me the sobriety coins.
Okay.
So they handed me one, then they handed me another one, they're handing me another one. So I feel like that this time feels different. So, and I feel like that your brother said to me, your brother, the brothers, they stand together. I feel like even, did you just speak to your brother recently?
Oh, yes. I talk to him all the time.
Okay. But you even hear it in his voice that he sounds different.
Right. Right.
Because I said to them, I said, why? I feel like that they made me feel like I still want to remain cautious. Mm-hmm. Fair enough. Because I was like, well, why did you make me feel like I need to kind of step back a little bit?
Right.
And they said, because he needs to soar on his own.
Yes, I agree. He needs to do it on his own.
But I hear it and I feel it in his voice. And it's almost like I'm there for him. And I even like see him coming to the house and having maybe a dinner. But then he leaves, like he doesn't stay. He has his own place. And I keep feeling like it's like little by little he's earning. I don't want to say it in this way, but I don't mean it's so literal or it's so cold, but like little by little, he's going to earn his place back in the family.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah. That's something that he wants so much.
Oh, my God. Because I'm like, how am I going to say this? And then I feel like your brothers were like, Teresa, you just have to say it. Like, because I never had that before. So it's almost like we can have our reservations. We can proceed with caution. Your brother keeps telling me that he wants me to show you this right in front of me as I read.
I love that.
And it's so unique. It's very, very different. Yeah. And then they also this. So I don't know. Does your brother connect with amethyst?
Oh, yeah. I have many of those myself.
So this, but they also want me to tell you to incorporate this.
Right here.
Perfect.
I love it.
So validating, wanting you to hold on to that tight. So I really feel very excited for your brother. That I really feel like that your loved ones are making me feel very encouraged by his progress. And I feel like sharing that with him will mean the world to him. That all of his hard work is even being recognized in heaven.
Oh, he will love that.
And I'm going to say this. Your mom looked at me and said, God sent him back for a reason. Because she said to me, he never should have survived this last overdose. She says, so I want him to know that God has big plans for him.
He got loved.
Oh, he helps me. Beautiful. Like, it's almost like, do you meditate?
I do a lot. Okay.
Wow. Amazing. Amazing, amazing, amazing.
Yes, it is.
What a beautiful gift that your loved ones gave you. So many loved ones coming through today, giving you the gift of faith and peace, and also that permission to heal and grieve.
Yes. Thank you so much.
I want to thank you for allowing me to share my gift with you.
Thank you so much, Teresa. I appreciate it immensely. My name is Wendy, and I'm from Oak Ridge, Tennessee. I feel amazing. I feel so very blessed to have been chosen to have a reading with Teresa. It was amazing. I was looking forward to hearing from my mom and my two brothers, and all three of them come through for me. She mentioned that I was looking at my mom's jewelry earlier, and I was looking at my mom's jewelry and actually put her ring on, and I have done that in 3 years. So that was pretty amazing. Oh, yes, that was spot on that she asked me if the number three meant anything to me. And, you know, I just lost three very close loved ones. So I do feel a lot of peace. I feel like I can breathe a little deeper, not be so worried about everything and know that my loved ones are all together. I've really been trying to get into meditation a little more, and Teresa talked about that a lot and how to, you know, let go, not let distractions, you know, interfere and just go a little deeper in with it. I think that's going to really help me a lot. Just my mom coming through, I was so hoping that she would. She's been gone for 3 years. She was like my best friend. So just hearing from my mom was amazing. That she was calling, just saying, my sweet girl. That just really, that was my mom. Yes. Another thing is my brother always kissed me on the cheek and would say, I love you, sis. And she said he came over and kissed me on the cheek. And no one would know that, ever. It's the only one that ever done that. I'll never forget it. I believe in what Teresa does. I mean, when she tells you things that you know no one else could ever know, I mean, that's 100% that, you know, she is connecting with spirit for sure. I just want to say how blessed I feel that I was able to have this reading. I'm still just blown away, and I feel almost unworthy, because I know so many other people that would love to have a reading from Teresa. And I just feel so thankful and so blessed.
Hey guys, if you're loving Hey Spirit and my new series on Lifetime, Teresa Caputo Raising Spirits, you might love my live show, Teresa Caputo Live. Check out my website at teresacaputo.com for tickets and to see if I'm in a city near you.